The Notaries Unsealed podcast is brought to you by the Georgia Notary Network and Captivated Notary Marketing Solutions. Coming up on this episode.
You know, it's human nature to look at the person that's on top. But one thing that you have to realize is that in order for them to get in the position that they are now, they too went through the same process that you're going through just starting out.
So we hear extravagant numbers and we think, okay, and you know, I should be able to hit numbers similar to this pretty quickly.
Real smooth this time. We know the reads unsealed. That's my everyday life.
Yeah.
We know the reads unsealed. Ooh. Every day I hustle out here living it right.
Let's go.
We know the reads unsealed. Put the stamp down and stop in front of the mic.
Here we go.
Took the game over. We home now. We soldiers.
Griff Mathurin and cue the podcast. You can't hold us.
Y'all heard the word. Y'all heard the word.
What's going on, Notary World? Welcome back to another episode of Notaries Unsealed. I'm your host, Quentin Smith, and I got my only single guy here with me today, my man, Mathurin. Mathurin, say what's up to the people, man.
Hey, what's going on, folks? Yeah, this week is just me and Q. We rocking it out. We holding it down.
Yeah, Griff gave us a stiff arm.
Yeah, 007 Griff is not here today.
You want to know something, guys? So this is how dedicated Griff is to his craft. So we actually started recording the podcast on Friday, and in the middle, we got about 15 minutes in, and then Griff got a call. It was probably like, what was it, like 10:30 at night, Mathurin? It was like 10:30.
Nah, it was 11.
Okay, it was like 11. He got a call.
11 o'clock.
To head up to a hospital, and you know, we told Griff, go ahead, go make that money. Came out of it $200 ahead at the end of it.
Can't beat that
at all. And so we stopped recording, and now today is Monday, the day before the big V, the big Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody, by the way. Shout out to all the notaries.
Don't get pregnant. Don't get pregnant.
Yeah, please use protection.
I know.
I think we should probably step away from this line, Mathurin. We're not the podcast for that.
You know what? Look, just be safe out there. That's all we're gonna say.
Be safe. Please be safe. Don't spend too much money on frivolous holidays.
Yeah, it's not worth it. You know, if you have too much to spend, you can always send them my way. You know, just cash at me. I gladly take that for you guys.
You know, you want so here's something funny. So, all right, you guys know that I've got a YouTube channel now. And now that I'm doing lives, I've been wondering if I should put the Cash App on there. Because I see people on YouTube doing that all the time. And I'm wondering, I'm like, people are actually Cash Apping the money? Is it? Should I try it out? What do you think?
Yeah, you should try it out. I think you should definitely try it. Just to see exactly what you get. Because I do see it a lot. You know, YouTube, people that's, you know, doing Facebook Live, they always put the Cash App information. And I want to know if somebody actually, you know, pay you, like, you know, make a small donation to what you are doing.
Yeah.
So I think you should test it out.
I think I'm going to try that. And I'm going to try that on Wednesday. So this is a news flash just to let everybody know, if you're looking for the Notary Anonymous hotline to be airing tonight at 9:30 p.m., it will not be happening on YouTube tonight. However, I will be going live Wednesday at the same time, 9:30. The only reason that this is happening is because of Valentine's Day. I want everybody to be with their loved ones, be all cozy and cuddled up and not worrying about listening to the Captivated Notary. All right. So we will be doing that on Wednesday, and I hope to see a bunch of you guys in the chat. There was a lot of folks in the chat while we were live. It was a great show.
Man, that was definitely a great show, man. I'm glad that I tuned in. I was able to share it on a couple of notary pages here in Massachusetts. I sent it to a couple
people. So that's where all those random people came from that were hitting me up talking about, oh, I'm like, who are you? And then I look up the Massachusetts notary. I'm like, Mathurin.
Look, man, look, I think a few of them's going to be calling you, especially with what they've been experiencing the past few weeks. So they might give you a call. You know, I'm highly recommending it. Plus, I sent it out to a couple of notaries down in Connecticut. They're going to be calling you as well regarding what's been going on.
Yeah, I am. I'm excited. You know, the new audience, I appreciate everything that you're doing, you know, helping me grow. So, I appreciate that, bro, from the bottom of my heart. And, you know, any new listeners and anybody that wants to watch, come on down. It's very unique. I'll say that. I can say that about the Notary Anonymous hotline. It's a very unique experience. I wasn't quite sure what to expect going into it. And I think I told you, Matthew, like I was like really nervous beforehand because I said, what if nobody calls?
Yeah.
You know, that was my biggest concern. You know, what if nobody calls? So it did start off a little rough. It started off a little rough. No, nobody wanted to call in.
Yeah, it
I understood.
Did. Yeah, I think everybody was waiting for the first call to happen, you know, because I'm sure everybody, those people who called, they wanted to call, but they was waiting to see how the first call went. So as soon as that first call happened, the second call happened, and everybody else started calling. And I think, you know, this week and, you know, for the upcoming weeks, you should see a pickup on phone calls. You know, I think people are going to enjoy the show.
Yeah, I'm excited. And you want to know something? It was kind of poor planning. I wouldn't say poor planning. I just wasn't, like I said, I wasn't sure what to expect. I didn't know if there was going to be a lot of phone calls. If, you know, as soon as I went live, somebody was going to call. It took a couple minutes. But there was a good amount of phone calls. But I think that I am going to incorporate something for that dead time to keep everybody occupied while folks are deciding if they want to, you know, say what they got to say or not. Because that's really what the hotline is all about. Say what you need to say. I can hide your voice.
Yeah.
It works very well. And we can have a conversation. But I will say, don't think that you're just going to call, say what you got to say, and hang up.
Yeah, no, you can't do that. And look, if you're going to implement any type of game or any awards and stuff, this week, if you do it this week, I'll give away 3 books this week if anybody, and we can think about it.
Wait a second now.
I like the way this guy talks.
I do like the way this guy talks. Wait a second. So define this for us a little bit. So 3 books.
Well, yeah, 3 books.
How are we going to do this?
If, you know, during the dead space, if anything, you can just come up with, you know, maybe like a question for folks to answer.
A questionnaire. And, you know,
so we can go into the private chat and whoever answered the question, we'll do it maybe 3 times throughout the episode in order for them to earn the book. And then as far as the book, I can tell you which book that we'll be donating. And then the winners, just send Q your information, and then I'll get that to you through Amazon.
I like the way that this sounds. I'm going to think about this, especially since I have an extra day now. We'll talk more.
Oh, yeah.
This might be a really good hotline episode to check out. So Wednesday night, 9:30, YouTube, the Captivated Notary YouTube channel. I will be going live again for the Notaries Anonymous hotline. So make sure that you call in. That number is 484-549-1767.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely call in, guys. I think it's going to be a great episode. And, of course, we appreciate you guys, you know, showing your support. Make sure you are liking. Make sure you are sharing the YouTube channel and have people subscribing to it. As you all know, I'm a big fan of reading, so I'm excited for this. And I just can't wait. Q will let me know who the winner is, and then I will get the book.
Can
out
we get
to
a sneak? What book are you thinking about sending out?
Oh man, look, I don't know which book I'm going to be sending out this
book
week, but I know it's going to be on some type of business level book or some type of mindset book.
So no Where's Waldo. I like those.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Oh, yeah. You just never know. And then I think the best part is they won't know which book they all go with, like what the options
Ooh.
Are. It's like if you're a winner, you're just going to get a book. Like if you don't like it, hey.
Yes!
Oh, you don't know what to tell you.
I like the way that this is going. That means I'm not even going to know. Interesting. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
All right. Sounds good.
So this is going to be Mathrin's mystery. Mathrin's mystery literature.
Oh man, that should be, I think I like the sound.
It's not bad, right? It's got a ring to it. It almost reminds me. You ever seen Matlock?
Matlock, yes.
For some reason, it just reminds me of that. I don't know why.
Oh man, yo! Now I'm excited about Wednesday.
Hey now. Jeez. All right, so you guys know where to be. 9:30 Wednesday evening. I'll say it one more time. 9:30 Wednesday evening. The Captivated Notary YouTube channel. That is where we will be, and you can interact with us.
Hey, yeah, you know what? I don't know. Since you say Matherin's Mystery Literature, is this episode being sponsored by Matherin Notary Service?
I mean, I'm sure we could do some. Might be.
Look, this is all for you guys.
Might be able to put something together by then.
Oh man, this is all for you guys. That just show you guys how much we appreciate you guys. You know, I know a lot of folks out there, they just want to take away from you, but we actually want to give. We want to provide value to the community, to the Notary community, and just you as an entrepreneur in general. So we want to just be that podcast, or no, that group of guys that you know that any information that we put out, we actually went back and do our research, and then we just want to give you value. We're not asking you to pay us to be on the podcast, but we appreciate you guys by sharing. And we know you guys are sharing the podcast because I'm seeing the tags. I'm seeing people talk about it on Facebook. You guys are reaching out to me. So it's greatly appreciated.
It's not only that. We see it in the numbers. And I think that's one of the coolest things about being a creator is having insights and having metrics to kind of, you know, see and be able to gauge how things are going. We've seen a consistent rise in listens. But the one metric that I've really been keeping my eye on, which is very telling, is, well, since we started the podcast, there has not been a day that somebody hasn't listened. We have consistently had, since August 17th, someone listened to the podcast. And we actually just crossed 3,000 downloads, which is pretty cool. But the metric that I look at the most is the number of listens that we are getting a day. So our minimum number of listens that we get a day over the past month has been about between 6 and 11 listens a day, every single day.
It's consistent.
It's consistent. That's our low, which is a great thing to measure considering when we started, you know, we would see 1 or 2 or 3, you know, to bump that up, that's a really good thing. It's a really good feeling.
Yeah, no, so you know what? So that right there, just the fact that you just mentioned about when you get started, so this kind of resonates as the fact when they say to trust the process. Because, you know, when we started this whole podcast, it was just an idea. Yeah, you know, it was an idea that me and the fellas, we talk about, and then we made it happen. And, you know, like you just said, the numbers were not as great in the beginning. But now we are about, 5 or 6 months down the line?
Yeah, we have been going now for 6 months. This will be actually, August 17th was our first podcast. So this week is our 6 month.
Look at that. 6 months.
Consistently, you know, by the way. I just want to throw that out there to you guys. That's we ain't key. Left y'all.
That's the key. That's the key right there. We did not take a break. You know, I know a lot of people take mid-season break. We did not take a break. So that just goes to show you, if you trust the process and you remain consistent with it, over a period of time, you will find success. And this right here is perfect example of it. As we are starting to notice the numbers are increasing, the numbers are getting consistent on a weekly basis. So it's all about trusting the process and going along with the flow.
Yeah. You know, and having metrics like that and being able to see the growth, you know, it's not just in creator world. You know, if you're on Instagram or on YouTube or you have got a podcast, these metrics exist for us in the notary world. And in pretty much every business out there, there's a way of being able to gauge, you know, how your business is growing. You know, a lot of times as entrepreneurs, we hear, you know, from, because of course, when we get started, we're looking to model ourselves after the most successful people that we can possibly find that that are knowledgeable and willing to share that wealth, right? So we hear extravagant numbers and we think, okay, and you know, I should be able to hit numbers similar to this pretty quickly because I've got all the intangibles that this person has. I should see these results very quickly. It doesn't quite happen that way. It doesn't matter how good you are at something, it's going to take time for you to grow. You know, even people that go viral on YouTube, you know, you've got guys that'll put out a video and it won't go viral for 2.5 weeks, sometimes a month until after it was put out. It happens that way.
That is true. You know, it's definitely one of those things that takes time, you know. Plus, you know, if you, you know, it's human nature to look at the person that's on top. But one thing that you have to realize, in order for them to get in the position that they are now, they too went through the same process that you're going through just starting out. You know, low numbers. Nobody's listening to them. Or nobody's buying from them. Nobody is subscribing to their YouTube channel. You know, it's, you know, just like you said, the key word here is time and consistency. So if you remain consistent over a period of time, what you desire will be manifested. It's hard. You know, it's extremely hard at time. I know, you know, human characteristic, we want the things here and now. But no, that's one thing that is important for everybody to try to master. And that way, so you're able to do exactly what it is that you need to get.
Yeah, because the thing is, you have to grow into success. If you achieve it too quickly, then you're going to skip steps and miss out on the opportunity and the journey of the growth, because that's where the true wisdom is found. You know, if you get to the top too quick, there's going to be things that you miss. There's going to be opportunities that you didn't have to go through, but you probably needed, you know, foundational things that can make or break your whatever it is that you're trying to do. I don't want to just say career, but whatever it is that you're trying to do, having too much early success is going to, it could really hamper you in the long run, because when things get slow, now you don't know what to do.
Yeah, no, you're right. And we've seen that. We've seen that the past year with the new notaries that came in during the pandemic. You know, everybody was making that money. Everybody was just out there hitting the road, making pretty decent amount of money. But as soon as the market shift, what happened? They were not prepared for it. They never went through a trial of error. They never went through a period where their phone was not ringing. They never went through a period where the signing companies were not reaching out to them. So a lot of them end up quitting. A lot of them, you know, they end up selling their equipment, going back to work, which is, there's nothing wrong with that. But it's the fact that, you know, you never experienced that hardship. Then when it happened, the first thing that you do, you panic.
Yeah, you know, and those are growing pains. You know, it's part of maturity. Just like, you know, we talked about last week, I think it was last week, you know, your business being your baby, you know, just like, yeah, we do as humans, we go through adolescence, then we go through our teenage years. You know, we have to get schooled. We get schooled on life. We get an education, right? Your business has to go through those same phases. Some people move at an accelerated rate and some people just can't, you know, but the thing is to kind of have that vision of where it is that you are trying to get to and work towards that. It's going to be a lot of work. That's the thing. It's going to be work. It's not going to come easy. Just putting a post out there ain't going to get your business popping.
No, it's not. Trust me. You got to, you know, Q done show me the way as far as, you know, with Facebook marketing. So that's one thing I learned from Q, and I've been seeing a lot of great results from it. So you have to make it work. You know, don't just be out there like that. You know, you can't just go to the gym and expect to lose weight, but you're not putting it.
Yeah, like we got notaries that if this was a rap game or the music business, they're trying to, everything they do is like a one hit wonder. Like, I got, this gotta be a hit. Boom. This is a hit. Like, nah, how about you strategize that and throw a couple jabs first before you throw something big out? Yep. You know what I mean?
Nah, you're right. You're right, guys. You got to make
So speaking
happen.
Of call-ins, you know, now that the Notaries Anonymous hotline is going out there, hint, hint. Matthew, you had a recent call that is extremely interesting that I think our customers would like to hear about. Could you share that with us, please?
Oh, man, look. So a couple of days ago, right, so I reached out to the fellas. I had this gentleman who called me. He said that he was going through a personal issue with an ex-spouse where potentially he has to go to court.
Say what?
So because he didn't have a copy of the document, so he reached out to see if I was able to provide him with proof that me and him actually met last year. So we met, let's say, June of last year, 2022.
Right. I mean, that's kind of common. People will say, hey, do you have a record of that? That's kind of common. That's something we should have.
Yeah, that is something that we should have. Even though if your state does not require you to keep a notary journal, I highly recommend that you do. So I was able to find my record and I was able to find the payment receipt. I was able to find a copy of the online form that he filled out back in June of 2022. Uh-huh. And I had text messages from him. So I just happened to have everything in line where, you know, if needed, I could provide proof to him saying, yes, we did meet on this day at this time. And this is the type of document that you had notarized, all because I kept a record. So now if, let's say, God forbid something had happened, he went to court and they required my journal and it was subpoenaed by the court. And if I don't keep a journal, that would have looked bad. Absolutely. On me. Like, again, if your state don't require it, I still advise you to keep a journal just for your record, because you just never know when certain things will happen where you might.
Here's my question with that, though, Matthew. For those states that don't require it, even though for us, like we've been trained and it's been ingrained in our head that we need to keep a journal because that's what our state says, because we know at any time they could come back and ask for those records. For those states that aren't requiring it, is that a part of their function? If it's not, and they're operating under a different set of rules and their states don't use their notaries the same way that ours do, then where does the journal fall there? You know what I mean? Like, is it still good to keep a record? Or if I'm going to be in the state, I'm never leaving the state. I was born and raised here. I'm going to die here.
Yeah. Well,
I'm asking because I don't know. You know what I mean?
No, well, as a business owner in general, anything that you do within your business, you should keep a record on it. So regardless if your state requires you to keep a journal as a business owner, I feel like it is my personal belief that you should keep a record of everything that you that you're doing, just like you do it for tax purposes.
That's the thing. So, yeah, you have your record for tax purposes, but as far as just holding on to the records of, you know, signatures and driver's license numbers and all that, if the state's never going to require you to be able to be called into court, if that's not something that the state does to their notaries, mm-hmm. I could understand not just saying, hey, forget it. If I'm never going to have to do this, why take the extra time? There's a gray area there. There's just a gray area.
I understand that. But, you know, if you ever get asked to go to court, how often is the state going to back you up? Let's be honest.
This is true. So I'm going to put this out here to our listeners. If one of you guys can hit me up at the Captivated Notary on Instagram, if you are in a state that does not require you to have a journal, I'd love to have a conversation with you just because I'm curious. I'm interested. I'd like to know how you guys handle that and what the expectations are.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. But, you know, I'm sticking to my belief. Just
All right. So keep going with the conversation. Keep going. My bad, man. Y'all know how I get. I'm trying to fill in for Griff because, you know, Griff would have been talking. We've been on for like 24 minutes. Griff probably would have been talking like 18 minutes of these 24 minutes. I love you, Griff.
We all know how Griff gets down, man. But, you know, at the end of the day, I did reach out, you know, to a couple people within my area. And because, you know, in my state, I cannot give them a copy of my notary journal. Like literally either the governor office has to come and get it or the court has to subpoena it. So the only thing that I could have done in that circumstance is provide him with an affidavit stating, hey, I know I, you know, the notary public of this state met with this individual at this time. We notarized this type of document. And then what I did, I also included proof of, you know, the payment receipt, the booking online form that he actually created, and provided a copy of or text messages when he was booking the appointment. So that's one way that you could handle that situation.
Yeah, it sounds like good enough evidence to me.
Yeah, so if that doesn't help, then I don't know what will. But if you are in a state that requires a journal, just keep your journal. Because I've been to so many appointments here where the signers are looking at me like with like deer's in headlight. What are you doing? What's this book? Why you need my ID? Why am I signing this book?
So let me ask you, where do you fit in your journal when you have your appointments? Like for me, I get it done first thing. Like I want to get everybody's ID. I want to make sure that I've got the signers. And I want to get all of that stuff into my book, especially if it's like, because y'all know I don't do loan signing no more. So for general notary work, there is no backing out of, nobody's backing out of any documents. They're not looking over numbers saying, oh, I'm not signing this. Right. So I try to get all of that stuff out of the way first, all my administrative stuff. Then I put my book away and then I sit down with them. If we're not sitting down, you know, because a lot of times we could be wherever it is. It doesn't even matter, you know, side of the street or whatever. But then, you know, I take care of what I know that I need from my state before I get to their documents. My needs come before theirs when it comes to that.
Yep, absolutely. And I agree with you because I do the same thing. You know, as soon as I sit down, it's like, I need to see your driver's license or passport or whichever form of ID that you are using. I fill out my record book. I have them sign it, thumbprint, and then we just call it, and then we move on to the next.
Oh, yeah, y'all did a thumbprint up there, huh?
Yeah. See, I have the book. You know, my book has a thumbprint. I haven't had anybody who use it. It's just an extra layer of protection. Okay. You know, that's how I see it.
Yeah, I mean, my book has it too, but I don't feel like doing all that. You know, I'm being honest.
You know, if you get by me with a fake ID, that thumbprint's not gonna lie.
Very thorough. That is why you are the 5-star general.
Thumbprint don't lie, guys. So you know.
I mean, actually, a thumbprint could lie.
Really?
There's ways. Listen, YouTube. That's all I'm saying. I mean, it's pretty brutal, but, you know, there have been people that burn their fingertips and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, nah. See, I'm not doing any of that unless I was dropped off in a jungle somewhere in the middle of nowhere and I don't want to be identified.
Or.
I can't imagine burning my thumbprint. Nah, man.
If you're about that life. I mean, listen, you got people in the notary world that have spent $500 on training. I mean, why would somebody that's a criminal not burn their fingertips?
Yeah, no, that's true. If that's the case, you might as well pull out all your tips too, because they can identify who you are.
I think I just got in trouble. Did I just compare a $500 course to burning your fingertips? Oh, well, you can stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
Oh, man. That...
Whoops.
Oh, man, yeah, they'd be all right.
He should be able to say that.
It's a lot of love, guys. It's a
whole lot of love. Something like that.
Yeah, that's what we're here for. We are unsealed after all.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just bitter because my team lost yesterday.
Yeah, that is true. You know, it's unfortunate. Well, actually, I'm kind of happy.
Shut up, Matthew. I don't need to tell you. Don't start with me, bro.
No. We going there.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
If you guys had won that game, that's when I would have to go get an Eagles. What you call it? Oh man, where we said that?
You had to get the Eagles onesie.
So I'm glad. You know, I'm glad they lost. You know, that's one thing because I couldn't picture myself wearing an Eagles onesie. Nah, that's not happening.
All right. Well, for the sake of that, I mean, it would have been great. I would have put that all over Instagram.
Oh man, well, I'm glad they lost, and I hope they lose for the next 5 years.
You know what? I'm just going to hold the L gracefully. Y'all didn't see nothing from me on Instagram or nothing like that, and you're not going to.
That's because you was crying.
I was not crying. I was sitting there watching the game like everybody else was. All right? I'm not that type of fan.
Q was lost. Don't listen to him. Q probably was in the corner.
Bro, we were winning pretty much the entire game. There was nothing for me to be sitting at home crying. It was just in the second half, we got out coached. It is what it is. I'm not going to lie about it. I'm not going to cry about it. That's what happened. We blew a 10-point lead. Our defensive coordinator got out-schemed by Andy Reid, and that's the way the cookie crumbled. I'm not going to say nothing about that call that got made, because that team shouldn't have been in that situation in the first place for it to affect the game, and they were. So they did not deserve to win. You're hearing it from me. Q, the captivated notary, the biggest Eagles fan in the notary world. What's up, Philly Jaw? The notary Jaw, I see you out there doing your thing. I'm still the biggest Eagles fan in the Philadelphia area. That's a notary. I don't care what y'all got to say. I'm holding the L. All right, we lost.
It's a cold world.
We lost. It is what it is. We'll be back next year.
That's what it is. On to the next.
We'll be back next year.
I don't know about that. But we'll see.
That's what we watch for. Yep. All right, folks. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Bring that one back from the top.
Hi, my name is Ebony, the CEO of The Notary Connects, a notary directory made by a notary for notaries. Get your notary business listed today. Show off what your business has to offer to your next potential client. I'll be sharing this directory with tons of potential clients nationwide. www.thenotaryconnects.com. For 1 year, your listing will only cost you $17.57. Thank you. Bye.
www.captivatednotarystore.com.
It's Captivated, baby.
Yep, that's the name that we go by. Hey, when we let the post fly.
It's Captivated, baby.
We got hoodies and tees for all your notary needs. Know what I'm talking about.
It's Captivated, baby.
Nobody does it like me, so it's best to believe when you see it.
It's Captivated, baby.
Yeah, we do this. We got the newness. Just don't forget.
It's Captivated, baby.
Q, the notary supremo. T-shirt ad sounding just like a demo. Podcast on, blast shout out to our demo. Graph how I laugh with my foot on this pedal. Somehow I lost my mind, have you seen all these designs? And I sell them things cheap, $24.99. What's your name, what's your size? Forget it, never mind. The Captivator store, order pay another time. A notary that rhymes, yes that's him lady. Commission with these writtens, I've been spitting crazy. Witness all the ways we give it, always say that we do. It's true,
it's
guess
Captivated,
who?
Baby.
www.captivatednotarystore.com.
It's Captivated, baby. Witness all the ways we give it. Oh, we say that we do. It's true.
It's Captivated, baby.
Yeah, boy.
My man.
Roll up, what's happening? They know us. Tagged them. Showed up, it's handled. Sign it, stamp it. Sign it, stamp it. Sign it, stamp it. Sign it.
I'm a monster now, my Google business bring stupid digits, they choosing Q Smith. I don't even care who is in the next spot, that will be where two is. And the truth is, that's a euphemism. I talk that talk, but my children listen. Math and Griffin, that's my crew, and everything that we do is it. And boy, what you get, we do this pimping. Cruise to the streets like the roof is missing. Bass on blast, thoughts on blast.
All right, welcome back from the break. Big shout out to Miss Ebony Locke with the Notary Connects database that's out there. If you guys haven't heard from Griff, I know Griff has talked about a little bit on YouTube. He is seeing some orders come through, so Ebony is doing great things with this directory, so make sure you check her out. The website is www.notaryconnects, that's connex.com. All right, so check it out. She's got business. She's got business relationships all around the country, and they're growing. She's hustling. She's making connections so that way she can help provide notaries with opportunities. So check her out. All right, and when you do check her out, make sure you get your profile right. Don't forget to visit the Captivated Notary store. Got a couple designs out there that are new for those that have visited and haven't been back for a while. Definitely check it out. There's some new stuff out there. I think I have a couple more new things that are going to be coming soon too. I think If I can get the creative space, I got a couple shirts that I have in mind that I'd like to put out there for folks. So definitely check that out. That's at the CaptivatedNotaryStore.com. And also don't forget that this Wednesday at 9:30 on YouTube, the Captivated Notary channel, you will find the Notaries Anonymous Hotline. Also, we will also have Mathrin's Mystery Literature sponsoring three right answers to questions posed to the audience. That's three books will be gifted out to those that choose to join us on the Captivated Notary YouTube channel for Notaries Anonymous Hotline Wednesday. That's tomorrow, folks, February 15th at 9:30. Yes, the show will always going forward be on Tuesdays. However, it is Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, y'all. It's Valentine's Day, and we want y'all to be with your loved ones, doing what you're doing, not worrying about what we're doing.
Absolutely not. You know, don't even think about, well, actually listen to the podcast, first of all. But
well, yeah, after, earlier in the day, listen to the podcast.
But after 5 p.m., do what you got to do, you know.
Right, Master's got that right.
You know, I don't need no invite to no baby showers, so I'm throwing it out there right now.
Yeah, 9 months from now, we're not trying to see. Well, you know what? It would be 10 months. So if y'all conceived today on Valentine's Day, 10 months from now,
there's no if. You have somebody's getting pregnant.
I'm sure somebody is going to. So 10 months from now, you can go to the Captivated Notary store, because I got little onesies for notaries that say "Loved by a Notary." So in 10 months, I'm expecting to see some sales on my notary onesies.
Oh yeah.
Make it happen. There you go. I just gave you initiative. Go make a baby so you can buy my onesies.
Get that baby going. Jeez.
So speaking of baby making and everything else, this is not that podcast. We ain't talking about baby making. No. We are going to talk about sheets. So I recently just changed from T-shirt seats over to microfiber sheets, and I had my first night on them, and I don't know how I feel about it. What do you do for sheets, man?
Man, like, I don't know. I don't keep track of that.
Wifey handles the sheets for you?
She handles that, man. That's all. You know, I don't know anything about that.
You
don't know
your thread count. You don't know the thread count that you're sleeping on. That's just, man, your bed is your throne.
Look,
that's
man,
your safe place away from everything else in this world.
Look, man, I just know that when I'm on there, I knock out. So whatever she's buying, she can keep buying it.
Man, where's Griff at?
Griff. Yeah, Griff knows it. Griff would probably know.
Griff's in his appointment right Griff, now. I'm about to call him.
Griff would probably know.
Griff would know.
The amount of thread that's in everything.
I bet you on Egyptian cotton. Ms. Griff, Ms. Griff looks like she likes Egyptian cotton. Like, I don't think Mrs. Griff is gonna go for like the cheap sheets.
Look, nah. Well, sure. I know what we don't either. Like, cause I'd be there when we buy it. But as far as knowing exactly what it is, man, look, I just fall asleep. That's all I do.
Nah, man, I gotta get comfortable. Like, I like a sheet that's gonna keep me cool.
But now you're going to make me go look at my sheet to see what kind of sheet that I have and everything else like that. I should probably call her on here to see. But I know.
Why don't you just jump on Amazon? You know what's in your order history. Probably wifey's account.
Nah. It's not on Amazon. We go to the store to get those.
Oh, y'all get them from the store? Yeah. That's probably a smart thing to do. See, I order mine on Amazon. I've ordered like the past couple sheet sets, which I've done with success. The microfiber is okay. It got a little bit warmer than I was used to. But I think they can work.
You think so?
I think so.
So what made you make the switch?
It was just time to make a switch.
I got you.
It was just time. Don't try to box me into a corner, man. You're not going there.
Nah. Look, man, that makes sense. I think the thing that I like as far as it's the mattress, bro. The mattress is amazing. Like the
Yeah, what kind of mattress do you have?
You have a Tempur-Pedic one. The one we are now, and then we have the Stearns & Foster.
The Stearns & Foster?
Yeah, those are amazing, man. It's like sleeping on clouds.
No, I mean, I've got a, a foam mattress as well. I don't know if it's it's definitely not Tempur-Pedic because I wouldn't pay that price for the name. No shots. I promise, no shots. I'm just saying, you know, there's other quality options that are out there, and I have one of them, and it's very comfortable.
Nah, definitely. Look, that right there makes a huge difference, man. Like, that's one thing
it does.
That's one thing I've realized. That's one I never actually took time with mattress, but when I met my wife, she talks about different set of mattresses, how to adjust to your body. I'm like, look, I just.
She upgraded. You was probably still on a box spring.
Man, I probably.
Before your wife came in your life, you was probably sleeping on like a twin.
Look, I didn't know anything about, you know, different.
A twin on the floor.
Man, different type of mattresses, man. Look, I had no. I remember.
You got a little fan next to the bed.
Man, a little fan of the TV on the floor, too, bro.
Right,
man,
right. Look, your bookshelf was a bunch of books piled on top with the one you were reading on top.
Look, somebody out there is living just like right? that. Oh, man. Yeah, man.
Hey, look, it is what it is when you just get started, though. Look, you know?
Man, that's one thing. That's one thing I never took serious, man, because I remember when we went, she's talking about, you know, mattresses, and I'm, you know, for me, I'm like, man, that's a $3,000 mattress. What the hell is going on here? She was like, don't worry about it. You're going to notice a difference. Man, look, I don't have any backaches when I'm laying down. I fall asleep how I'm supposed to be falling asleep. Then we upgraded to a new one. I'm like, geez. I'm like, thank God I met you because I would have still been sleeping on them hard behind mattresses.
Yeah, she completely upgraded your quality of life, sir.
Oh, man. I think I got an extra 5 years.
An extra 5 years.
You know, just by having the right mattress. Oh, man. Look, that's amazing.
That's what's up, man.
It is. It is. You know, we can't complain, man. It's the little things. It's the little things that, you know, it's not that we take advantage of it. If you don't know, you don't know. You know, because when I was growing up, I didn't have anybody looking into mattresses like that. It's like, okay, this is what you're sleeping on. Call it a day. If you don't like it, you know, we're not going to the store getting you, you know, thousands of dollars of, dollars of mattress. It's like, okay, we're going to this store here, this local shop right here. Whatever they got is what they got. That's what we're making it work.
See, I like my bed to be peaceful, you know, so I've always been into having my bed look nice. It might not be like, I don't keep it like, you know, immaculate and made all the time, nothing like that, but I probably should.
Man, that's a pet peeve of mine. If I wake up in the morning, the bed gotta be made.
Yeah, I don't care that much.
I have to. My kids.
I respect it. You know, I respect it.
See, I got my kids doing the same thing. You wake up, make that bed, and start your day.
I respect it, but I like my bed just to be peaceful. Like, I have to feel good getting in the bed, you know, because, again, that's where I lay my head at night, you know, and that's where, you know, I get the rest that I need to go out and conquer the world. What do
you
want to
do tonight? Oh, you're right.
You know, it's important to get a good night's sleep. It's important to have a place where you can go and rest your head and feel safe, you know, feel relaxed. You know, if you can't do that in your own bed, where else are you going to do that in the world? You know, where are you going to be able to sit down and dream about what it is that you want when you're not comfortable?
Yeah, it's very unfortunate. You know, I feel like.
That's just me, though.
No, the fact that, you know, how
I can sleep on the floor, too, and be straight. Floor sleep? Come
floor
on,
sleep
man.
Is the best. I'm not gonna lie, man. Like floor every sleep, every now and then, you know, they will look at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, I'll be on the floor. I'm like, cause you know, growing up, I had moments where I had to sleep on the floor.
Yeah, so did I.
Which is it's not a problem. So it's like, look, give me a blanket or something. I'm on the floor. I'm chilling. It's like, it don't bother me. I know a lot of people will be like, what are you doing? I'm like, it does not bother me. Like, if I ever had to go back to a situation like that, I'm fine. You know, bro, you all stretched out.
There was a time in my early 20s where I was back at my mom's house, and she ain't had no room for me. Like, yo, this is a sad story. I don't even know what I'm going to put out there, but I try to be vulnerable with y'all. So I was back in my mom's basement, right? I was one of those dudes. I was in my early 20s. I didn't have a lot of money or nothing, right? It was pre-kids and everything. And I was in the basement. All I had to my name was like this fold-out couch from IKEA. The pad was like 2 inches.
Jeez.
And I think, I'm 6'2". I think the couch was like 5'7". So a third of that was wood.
Yeah.
And like I slept on that thing for I slept down there for a couple months until I got my act together. Ooh, I almost cursed. It almost came out. I caught it. I've slept in some bad places, man. Like, but that's just a part of my journey. I had to go there. Now I appreciate, just like I'm sure you appreciate that nice foam mattress. I appreciate my bed of opulence.
Absolutely right, man.
Yeah, sleeping on a cold basement floor to having that. Yeah, we straight. This is good living.
Look, man, look, it's not the end of the world, man. That's why I even tell my kids, look, that's what we gotta do. That's what we gotta do, man. Look, but
I mean, to keep it funky, when I was a kid, I slept in the back of a car because we was homeless. Mm. So if we gonna keep it a buck, like, I've slept in some really awkward places.
So we all went through our own issues, man. But look, every now and then, I'll sleep on the floor, man. I just think back to, I'm like, wow. I'm like, now this is an option. There was a time where it was not an option.
You know what's crazy when you realize that something is an option? When you go down the condiments section in the grocery store and there's like 30 different types of mustard.
Yeah.
That's freaking ridiculous. Why do we need so many different types of mustard?
Oh, man. It's
like, and eggs cost like $8.
It's ridiculous.
And hot sauces, too. Now, I like a good hot sauce, but I mean, to have that many different flavors?
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous, man. But hey, you know what? It's just like you just say, we know now that we have options. Growing up, some situation, we just know whatever we get, that's what we get. And there's no complaining about it. Nowadays, the kids nowadays couldn't even make it to what, back in the day. I'm sorry.
Are you kidding me? And like, you and I, we're not that far removed. You're 32. I'm going on 38. We're not that far removed from our youth. Like Griff, Griff was dawn of time.
Yeah, right. Griffin in the 80s right now. So
yeah. Griff's uncle is Father Tom. That's his Uncle Willie that he used to play spades with.
Prehistoric.
I love you, Griff.
Oh man.
But things have changed ridiculously from when we were younger, and we changed from Griff's age too, because to them a lot of us are soft.
Mm-hmm.
Right, we don't have the same principles and quality as them. I think there's a good portion of us that do, but I think a lot of those values were lost a lot on our generation, just because of the things that we went through in the 90s and all the stuff that they were experimenting on us with. I'm gonna stop there. I'm gonna draw the line. My bad.
Look, man.
My bad. My bad.
Nah, we're not going there. If you know, you know. If you don't, sorry. You will not be hearing it on this episode of The Note Is Unsealed.
I mean, we want to start talking about all types of things. Can't do that. Maybe we should start a different podcast. If we started a different podcast, started talking about a different subject, completely nothing to do with the notary game at all, do you think that would affect our notary world?
Yeah, that would definitely affect our notary. Yep. Because that would just bring an entire side of, the knowledge that we possess that people are not aware of. And, it might go against a lot of other people's beliefs and stuff. And no, it will stick to that. We'll keep those conversations between
us.
Are
the notaries unsealed the Illuminati? Next episode. They're Satan worshippers, I tell you.
Oh my God.
Matthew, why did you get us into that?
I have no idea.
We're going to lose people for this now.
Actually, we might gain.
I mean, if y'all like to have a conversation, I might be able to teach you something about something.
Yeah, you know, we might actually gain some new followers. You know,
really, right?
And that's what it's all about.
No cross-platforming. We're done with this. Do you have anything else to talk about tonight, man?
Oh, man, I am all set, man. Look, I'm sure we'll have Griff back on next week.
We ain't getting away from us. Next week ain't getting away from us.
No, not at all. But I think, this is pretty good. As always, we appreciate you all, our active listeners, our weekly listeners. It's been great. It's been a great ride so far.
I agree. And, you know, thank you guys. We truly do appreciate all the great responses that we get to the podcast. That's why we continue to do it. We're getting a lot of love, and thank you. We'll continue to bring it every week, just like you've come to expect from us. So just thank you for the support, and we look forward to working with some of you guys that are out there. All right. And don't forget again, I know y'all gonna get tired of me saying this, but this Wednesday only, on February 15th, Notaries Anonymous Hotline will be on at 9:30 on the Captivated Notary YouTube channel live. Call in 484-549-1767. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. All right. I can hide your voice if you need it. Call in and let's chat it up. All right. And on that note, hey guys, love your life, love your business, love yourself. We're out of here. Peace.
We know the reason's unsealed. Every day I hustle out here living it right.
Go.
We know the reason's unsealed.
Put the stamp down and stop in front of the mic.
Here we go.
Took the game over. We home now. We soldiers.
Griff, Mathurin, and Q the podcast. You can't hold us.
Y'all heard the word. Y'all heard the word.
Griff, Mathurin, and Q. Yeah, we on a verse.
So diverse with no rehearse. That's how we work. Authentic when we give it. If we said it, then we meant it. Not to be confused with other people's views. They get it how they get it, and we get it how we do.
Look, homie, this is a whole different game. We got a whole different aim. We in a whole different lane. Yeah.
We know the reason's unsealed.
This my everyday life.
We know the reason's unsealed.
Every day I hustle out here living it right.
We know the reason's unsealed.
Put the stamp down and step in front of the mic.
Took the game over, we home now, we soldiers.
Griff, Mathurin, and Q the podcast, you can't hold us.
We know the reason's unsealed.
Every day I hustle out here living it right.
We know the reason's unsealed.
My everyday life.